Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League. Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Yes, those hours.
was the wizard of a thousand kings. And I chanced to meet him one night wandering. He told me tales and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feeling fine. And the new day's breaking through. The morning of another day without you. And as the hours roll by, no one's there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and tired eyes drift across the shore, looking for love and nothing more. But as the sea rolls by, no one there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and you. Sunrise, you.
Yeah, Gravel Road. Of course, that's the band Clutch right there. And I'm pretty sure, I have to look, I didn't write it down. I think that's off Robot Hive Exodus. And man, what a great song there. And right before that, we heard Lies, Lies, Lies from the Derailers. And that was recorded at the Austin City Limits, I believe, in 1995. And man, good song right there. Couple tracks from the band Uriah Heep. Couple classic ones right there, man. The Wizard and Sunrise. And I started this set off tonight with Zane Campbell. And, man, if you're looking for any Zane Campbell albums, you're not going to really find any, man. He goes in the studio, and he has over the years, and spends time and money, records these, in my opinion, fucking wonderful albums. And he might print 75 to 100 of them, and, man, he gives them all away. And that's about it with him, man. It's too bad. But anyway, played a track from Zane Campbell called Why I Wake Up At All. And man, just a good set. Hope you like that first set right there. Welcome back again to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. And this will be podcast number 35 this coming Tuesday. As always, at section86.com and then soon afterwards on iTunes. And like I said, I hope your Friday night's going good. And man, I got a lot of show to play tonight. Got a couple albums in this week and a couple good bands. And one of them's from Chicago. I'm going to be playing a set for them in here in just a minute. But I want to once again remind everybody that all the other shows that support my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and I try to support them too. There's a show called Whiskey and Waterbeds on MySpace. And Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup, man, they put on a really great show. They just put up their podcast number 30, I think, earlier this week. And, man, it's really good. I gave it a listen, I think, on Wednesday. So check out MySpace/Whiskey and Waterbeds for Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup's show. And they might also, as well as Misfits Radio, be on section86.com here pretty soon. And I hope so. And that site's coming along pretty good. Andy's been working his ass off on it, trying to get it up and running. But when the new site comes up, besides my show and all the other ones that I've been listing over the past few months, there's going to be quite a few new additions. So in Whiskey and Waterbeds and Misfits Radio, I'm pretty sure are going to be a couple of them here pretty soon. So I'll give you more information as that gets closer. But check out the other shows there at Section 86. They support us and keep us going. You got Vertebreaker, Creative Tragedy, the Kiwini Sports League, Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. And if he's going to do one this year, you got the Hank and Chain Show. But he's got a lot of past shows up there still that you can go check out. I think he's got quite a few of them, 23 of them anyway. So you can check out some of the Hank and Chain Show there at section86.com. And of course, if you've been listening to my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and if you want to find a way to contact me and request maybe a bootleg set, I play a 40 to 50 minute bootleg set every week on my show. And if you want to request a particular artist, one of the best ways to get a hold of me is at my Gmail. And it's easy enough. It's the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at gmail.com. As well as my MySpace is the same thing. MySpace/The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. And leave a comment or a suggestion for future bootlegs or just any particular band you want to hear. And I'll surely get it on there as soon as I can. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to get into a set. Right here, I'm going to play three songs from one of the albums that was sent me this week. The band is out of Chicago. They're called Rebels Without Applause. And they got an album just released this year. I think it's just released actually within the last week or two. And it's called Low End Head Stomp. And again, I'll tell you a little bit more about the band right after the set. So check this out. This is Rebels Without Applause. And you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com. We'll be right back.
so we can get it on. If it's on, then bring it on so we can get it on.
Yeah, I know what time it is. It's about time to tell you a little bit more about this band right here. Out of Chicago, Illinois, they're Rebel Without Applause. And you have Greg Fulton on vocals and guitar. And man, what a voice. Mark Alano on guitar also. And I believe it's Kirk Bayrent on bass and Tony Heath on drums. And man, just a great band there. That's from their album. I believe it's just been released. I don't think any of these songs are even on their MySpace player yet. And anyway, from 2009, the album is Low End Head Stomp, and played three tracks right there. That was, last track you heard was called My Success, and I played track one, Someday was track, track four, and then track six I played Shallow Genius. Anyway, just a great band to hear, Rebel Without Applause, and check out more from them on MySpace. And to do that, you have to go to MySpace/RWA Chicago. And you'll get the band Rebel Without Applause. And man, I wish them the best. Been around for a while, opening for a lot of bands. And I'm going to have to look into their catalog a little deeper, because this is pretty much what I've heard, what's on their MySpace player, and what I just played here on this album. And man, I've been playing this album all week long, ever since I got it. And I hope you like those three tracks right there from the band Rebel Without Applause. And look forward to more of that in future bootlegs, for sure. And earlier tonight, if you tune in earlier on Fridays, I always mention this, you have Lefty X's show called LP Sides Only. And I didn't write the songs down or the albums down again this week. But man, he plays 3 hours before my Bootleg Assam radio show starts at midnight every Friday. So tune in 3 hours earlier, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and at flapdaddy.com, and check out a show called LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. And he puts on quite a show, man, quite an eclectic taste of music. And I know he played some, he started off with some Joe Jackson. And, man, he played just a whole bunch of stuff. And anyway, you're not going to go wrong with that. And anyway, earlier, I haven't yet let you guys know what my bootleg for the week is. And I've been kind of excited about playing this one here, because if you've been listening to my podcast over the past year or two, and friends that are on the chat board, they know this as well. One of my favorite bands from the 70s, actually one of my first favorite bands ever, is a band called Mountain. And in 1971, June 27th, they used to play at the Fillmore East a lot in New York City. Well, June 27th, 1971 is a particularly special date for the Fillmore East. It happens to be the last night that they were open. They opened it up in 1968, and June 27th, 1971 was the last show there, and it was an invitation only as far as the audience. And Bill Graham himself, who runs both the Fillmore East and the West, he handpicked the bands to play that night. And if you want to talk about eclectic bands, the particular night that they closed, and this was like for $8, man, back in 1971, you got to see the Allman Brothers, you got to see Jay Giles' band, B.B. King, Edgar Winter's White Trash, the Beach Boys, and Country Joe McDonald, along with the band Mountain, played the last night at the Fillmore East. And I'm going to play right now a nice 48-minute long bootleg set from the band Mountain. And what I like about this is, like I said earlier, Mountain's always been one of my favorite bands. And one of their best albums that they put out was an album called Flowers of Evil. And what Flowers of Evil was side one was a studio side. And side two of that album was recorded live. And I was pleased to find out that this concert right here was the concert that they took part of these live songs from. So it was a real treat for me to be able to get this whole concert here. And what you're going to get here is Mountain at the peak of their game, man. This is 1971, when they're firing on all cylinders. They were together as a band for like 5 years. And although during that 5 years, there was a lot of upheaval in the band. You know, there was a lot of drugs going on, and Felix Popularity, the bass player, had left. So the actual core band, Mountain, out of those 5 years, only actually played together for three. It's a long story. But anyway, this was one of their best eras right here, 1971. And I'd say at the top of the game, and I hope you like this recording right here. And I guess I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at flapdaddy.com. And this is Mountain Live.
It's an organ, Mr. Steve Knight. On drums, Mr. Cody Lang. On bass and vocals, Mr. Felix Popularity. On lead guitar and vocals, Mr. Leslie West. The name is Mountain.
We'll be right back. tonight because of one Bill Graham.
Yeah.
Man who I and we have always respected because he's always made it possible, never failing that we could present ourselves as best we knew how, and he worked very hard at it, and we'll miss him in this context. This next thing is from our climbing album. It's for him. When the wagons leave the city for the forest and further on, painted wagons of the morning, dusty roads where they have gone. Sometimes traveling through the darkness, let the summer coming home. Fallen faces by the wayside, look busy. They might have known, for the sun was in their eyes, and the days with the drive in the country town where the laughter sighs. Singing to the music when they play, oh, the fire that they started, oh, the girl, no regret. Sometimes they find it, sometimes they kept it, often lost it.
In the
introduce you to Leslie West.
Thank you.
Leslie West. That's all. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
is again for Bill Graham and the staff at the Fillmore East. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that would be a very classic set right there from the band Mountain, recorded on the very last night at the Fillmore East in New York City. And man, the lineup that night was quite impressive. And I believe, if I'm not wrong, the tickets, I think, were only $8 that night. But man, what a bunch of great bands besides the band Mountain. You had the Allman Brothers, the Jay Giles Band, B.B. King, Edgar Winter's White Trash, the Beach Boys, and Country Joe McDonald, along with Mountain, closed the night at the Fillmore East. And I guess it was an invitation only in the audience. So, man, what a night that was. And I hope you liked that set right there. You know, like I said, classic Mountain. That's one of their my favorite time periods of the band Mountain. When the original band was still together and firing on all eight cylinders. And, man, pretty impressive guitar work from both Leslie West and Felix Popularity, a band that kind of got overlooked by the swarm of bands that came out of the early 70s. But Leslie remains this day out there jamming with Corky Lang on drums. And they're still going strong. But, man, nothing like the classic Mountain days. And one of the problems that the band had back in the early 70s with Mountain, with all the drug problems they had and everything, one of the other problems they had is that some of their shows, unlike this one, which was, pretty good all the way through from start to finish, a lot of their shows were marred by very, very long, indulgent guitar solos by Leslie West that just, you know, kind of got out of control. You might have a 30, 35-minute long song, so you might go to one of the concerts, and through the whole concert, you might hear four songs, and a lot of the audience didn't really care for that too much, and they didn't get a lot of radio play, that's for sure. But, man, I always liked them a lot. And that was from their heyday right there. And like I said, I hope you liked that set there from Mountain. Recorded June 27th, 1971 at the Fillmore East. And like I said, I hope you liked that set. What I'm going to do now is get into, like I said earlier, I had a couple albums sent to me this week from bands that were pretty kick-ass, and I appreciate their support of my show and sending me this music here, and I sure would like to get it out there. This band here is called Voodoo Vegas, and they put out a live album. It was recorded at live at Mr. Kip's in Poole, and I'm not exactly sure where that's from, man. I should check into that, but fuck, I don't know. But anyway, check out more from them at MySpace/VoodooVegas, and very cool band. Anyway, like I said, it's a live album, and I got three tracks lined up from it right here, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it after this. And like I said, as always, this is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com, and this is Voodoo Vegas.
Can somebody get our drummer a beer? Tonight, I saw the lady who makes it right. Mr. McConaughey! Okay, Mr. Kiss, let's get some crowd participation going. Repeat after me. Hey! 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 Hey, come on! Come on, you can do better than that. Hey! Hey!
We'll be right back.
What a great band right there. Live at Mr. Kipps. That's an album just released. The band is Voodoo Vegas. And played three tracks from that. Played track number one and two, Mary Jane. And track number two is called Out There. And that song you just heard right there was called The Fairy Song. And man, like I said, what a great band. Go to MySpace/Voodoo Vegas and check out more from this great band. And the whole album is fantastic from start to finish. Look forward to playing more from this in the future podcast as well. Anyway, I'm going to play a set right now. Man, my show's running tight like it always is. But I'm going to play a set right now from, I think a couple podcasts ago. I played four songs from Black Oak, Arkansas's best-selling album, High and a Hog. And that was early on. That was the original Black Oak, Arkansas. Well, in the late 70s, they had broken up. And they got back together around the mid-early 80s. And this was the album they came out with. A lot different sound than the original Black Oak, Arkansas. And this has Rocky Atlas on lead guitar. What a fantastic, absolutely fantastic guitar player. Anyway, this is here is a reformed Black Oak, Arkansas. And the album was called Ready as Hell. And that's the title track I'm going to play right here. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
To me. I'm ready to try. back road. I grew up in a rusty shack. Well, all I owned was a hanging on my back. Lord knows how I low at this place called Tobacco Road. Cause this home is talking about the only life I've ever known. I just find you cause you're building. I'm gonna leave, get a job. Now with the help and the grace from God, I'm gonna save my money, we'll get rich, I know. Bring it back to Tobacco Road. Bring dynamite, a big old again. I'm gonna build me a town that I'll be proud to show. I think I'll keep the name of Tobacco. Tobacco Road, yeah. Yeah! Tobacco Road. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah! All right now!
We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bartender?
What'll it be, Mac?
Bartender, tell the band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose that memory while I'm here. Well, I'm sitting in a smoke-filled honky-tonk, ease my mind, because I found the one I love walked out today. And losing a memory like she left will take some time, so I may have to move right in and stay. So bartender, tell a band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here. And loud, loud music will make my broken heart forget about you. So bartender, tell a band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here. Yes, I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here. It all started with a jukebox and a drunken, jealous man. He sat and stared at Molly, double whiskey in his hand. The same song played the third time when he stood and turned real sharp and emptied out his pistol at Hank Williams' cheating heart. I'm not altogether certain about what transpired then. I was halfway to the back door when the ruckus all began. They were slinging words and swinging first and pulling out the chains. A spark had got it started and the liquor fueled the flames. Turn around, it's a roadhouse riot.
Old-fashioned beer for ball.
When the barstools started flying, then to show you back the wall. Air-fisted fights on Friday nights, I'd say you're on your own. Assault with Crazy Carl at back. He flicked his razor left to right at all who crossed his path. Then Big John lost his temper when Jack bloodied up his nose. So he threw Jack through the window, slammed the door and locked it closed. The six outlaws in leather seemed to get upset when their drinks were overturned and their biker gals got wet. The paving crew from Highway 2 then rushed to save their pal, and more bodies were a-flying than in a rodeo.
took my glass and tipped it back and noticed to my right Molly looking mischievous, her blue eyes fixed on mine. She proposed a toast and sauntered across the shattered hardwood floor to the bullet-riddled jukebox playing the cheap heart once more. Turn around,
hit the ground,
it's a roadhouse right.
Old-fashioned beer can fall
when the barstools started flying and you show your back the wall. Bare-fisted fights on Friday nights, I'd say you're on your own when there's a roadhouse right.
Right there, that's one of those bands that somehow, I'm not sure how, man, they kind of fell through the cracks. And this is a fucking damn shame too, because great band right there, the Gin Palace Jesters, another band out of Chicago, album they put out last year called Roadhouse Riot and Other Songs with Words. And man, I always liked the title of that album, pretty cool, and heard a couple tracks from that right there. Of course, that was the title track, Roadhouse Riot, and I started that Gin Palace Jesters twofer off with track number one from that album called Losing Her Memory. And again, like I said, great band, Gin Palace Jesters. And go to their MySpace and check them out if you can, and help support this band. I'm afraid they're not going to be around too much longer. They put an album out 3 years ago called Honky Tonk Fools. And man, that's when I got turned on to them first. And fantastic album right there. And this second album, Roadhouse Riot, is every bit as good. And it's just a damn shame that they're falling through the cracks like they are, man. There's a lot of bands, you know, putting music out there and that are out there touring that, in my opinion, I don't know, they don't really deserve to. And then here's this band, and they get overlooked like they do, and it's just a damn shame. Black Sabbath, Sweet Leaf, right before that. And then I played a older classic band from the early 70s. Of course, Edgar Winter's been around for quite a while. And earlier tonight on LP Sides Only, Lefty X played a Johnny Winter album. And, you know, I thank him for that. He played that for me. But this was Edgar Winter's White Trash Band. And a great song he played there. Really bluesy, man. Really good stuff. A Tobacco Road. And hope you like that. Started this set off with, like I said, the reformed, basically, Black Oak, Arkansas from early 1980s, 1984 to 86, I think this album came out. The album's called Ready as Hell, and with Rocky Atlas on guitar. And I played two tracks off that, Black Cat Woman and title track, Ready as Hell. And again, like I said, that the reformed Black Oak, Arkansas, and I hope you like that last set right there. And man, I'm over on my show like I always am. I got another song I'm going to play on my way out. And, you know, like I say on all my podcasts, help support the shows at section86.com. He's got a brand new site coming up here pretty soon, and help support all the other shows. He supports mine and puts it up on iTunes, and just, you know, appreciate his support. And, you know, that's what keeps these shows going. And if you're downloading my podcast or listening to it on a regular basis, you know, you might want to check out some of the other shows over there that are just as good as mine. And you got some new shows coming up here pretty soon. Anyway, that's about my show for tonight. Like I say, I'm going to end the... I started tonight off with another one of my favorite artists of recent, Zane Campbell. And you really can't find any of his stuff, but if you go onto MySpace, just look for MySpace/Zane Campbell. Also, you can look for Zane Campbell and the Gravel Pit Ramblers, and you'll find some music on there from Zane other than what I've been playing on my show. And really good stuff, man. He's quite the eclectic artist. Funny man. And a great artist as far as paintings. And he does like a lot of hillbilly folk art. Plus, he puts out some fantastic music. This is from one of his older tracks. And like I said, I'm going to leave it with a track from Zane Campbell called Ran Out of Tears. Anyway, I guess I'll talk to you guys next podcast. Thanks to everybody on the board, like you always do, hanging out. The support's strong, and I appreciate all the regulars that hang out. And man, it's really cool stuff. I appreciate you guys hanging out and everybody who's listening. So this has been... The Bootleg of Sound Radio, right here at flapdaddy.com. And you guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you next podcast.
Well, now you're gone, so why don't I feel lonely? 'Cause I was lonelier when you were here. Well, I keep asking myself why ain't I crying. I ran out of tears. Well, I
tears to cry over you. Long, long, long time ago, well, I believe you love me, sure as now I know you don't. Baby, I ran out of tears to cry over you. Long time ago. Well, now it's done. Finally, the worst has happened. And it turns out the worst ain't quite so bad. Stranger and worse things have happened. Look around you if you start feeling too. Well, I ran out of tears to cry over you. Ooh. Long, long time ago. One time I believed you loved me, sure as now I know you don't. Baby, I ran out of tears to cry over you. A long time ago, we say goodbye, though never stop remembering. Forever goes, so old lovers will live on. Well, that's better than to live a lie pretending you're still in love long after the love is gone. I ran out of tears to cry over you. Long, long time ago. Back when I believed you loved me, sure, and now I know you don't. Baby, I ran out of tears to cry over you.